Hi, I'm Zonaya Moore, and you're listening to my podcast. I'm going to be talking about wellness coaching. Wellness coaching is the belief that each person is the expert on themselves. You have the right and the power to make your own decisions. So, in this first podcast, we're going to be discussing science-based approach to promote sustainable change. What is science-based approach to promote sustainable change, you ask? Well, we'll discuss that later on in this podcast. I just wanted to give a warm welcome to my audience and say thank you for listening. Science-based approach to promote sustainable change. There are many different strategies that you can use as a scientific base. One strategy I'll be discussing today is the 6 sources of influence and 5 areas that you can reach those in. The first area would be personal, the second, motivational, the third, availability, the fourth, social, and the fifth, structural. Now, as we go on later on this podcast, you will learn about the 6 sources of influence. And I'm so excited to share this information with you, and I hope that you'll be able to use it in your everyday life. To make things easy, let's break down the 6 sources of influence. First, we're going to ask, what to do? Second, we're going to ask, are you able to do it? Third, we're going to ask to make it the norm for you. Fourth, we're going to ask, get help to do it. Fifth, we're going to ask, can you make it the default? And sixth, I'm going to assure you that you can make it easy. And all of these are going to be motivational and your ability to be able to execute each task. The first thing you want to do is make the undesirable desirable. Love what you hate. By making something undesirable desirable, it's going to take some time, some dedication, some thought, maybe creativity, but some ideas that you can make the undesirable desirable. Start by journaling, having a decisional balance on what you're journaling, scaling down your ideas, having time to make a commitment to goal planning, and growing in that mindset. If that's hard for you to do, like most of it is for us, you can also make it a game. But the key point to motivate yourself is to make your dreams vivid. So write it down, make it plain, make a commitment to yourself that you're going to set out your goals in order to achieve them. Because what's the point of having a bunch of goals if you can't organize them in your head? I like to organize mine on paper because it helps me to plan out from point A to point B. And it took a long time for me to be able to understand the meaning of goal planning, smart planning, specific planning, because you can have a huge dream and it takes so many micro steps to get there, you might get lost along the way. So, by making the undesirable desirable, love what you hate. If you hate journaling, start to love it because it's going to help you in the future. If you really hate making decisions, make a commitment to make one decision a week. If you really hate growing, I would honestly sit down and reconsider that because every day you're growing in age, you're growing with time, you're growing in wisdom. And if all else fails, everybody loves games, so make a game out of it. All right, so the second thing we're going to do is overinvest in skill building. Do what you can't. And you need to have the availability to do that, or the ability to do that. If you're overinvesting, you need deliberate practice, rehearsal, role playing, simplify, make small steps, substitute, tiny habits, for larger habits. And like overinvesting is such a huge deal, because if you're having a difficult time finding new skills, or you're feeling self-confident, then actually improving your skills will help build your confidence. There's tons of free classes online that you can take. There's a program called Dream Builder, and it helps you plan out your business dream or your entrepreneur dream, and it's a free complete class. There's college courses online that are free, continuing professional education credits. If you're uncomfortable working with Excel, there's free Excel classes online. There are tons of things that you can do to deliberately practice what you cannot do. I'm not saying that if you're bad at dancing to go and try to shoot to be a ballerina. No, not at all. Or if you thought that you could do a backflip and you're in your prime and you're unable to do a backflip, but you continuously try. Those are goals, are dreams that may be a little unrealistic, but things that you can accomplish, like technical skills or soft skills or assertive speaking. Those are things that you want to deliberately practice, rehearse, role play with friends around you, simplify what you cannot do, make small steps so you can do it, and substitute those bad habits for tiny good habits, like telling yourself, I can attend this session today, I can get this certificate, I can do this, because it's going to make you able to do what you thought you can't. So overinvest in yourself, because you're the best investment that you're ever going to see in the mirror. So the third thing we're going to talk about is harness peer pressure. Identify accomplices or friends. You need to motivate yourself to do this. Active listening is important in harnessing who is an accomplice and who is a friend. And we all have had accomplices in our lives. Those are the naysayers that are going to tell you that you can't do something, that are going to encourage your negative behavior that you're trying to change. Those are the people that you want to excommunicate out of your life, because those people are holding you back from succeeding and coming to your full potential. What you want to have around you are friends. Friends are the people who are going to make you feel powerful, joyful, exuberant. Friends are going to make you feel optimistic and come up with ideas with you. Friends get around each other and share creative energy. Friends get around each other and build each other up in confidence. Whether they're small business, whether it's taking their child to a soccer game, whether it's just communicating over a holiday and sharing pictures. Friends are the friends that are going to empower you to invest in yourself. So it's important to motivate yourself to harness who is an accomplice in your life and who is a friend. If you have any accomplices or friends, make a list, write it down. Start to weed out who should stay in your new life and who shouldn't. So the fourth thing we're going to talk about is finding the availability to find strength in numbers. Finding strength in numbers can include formal or informal coaching, group support, public support, credible and validable sources that are going to help you in your new life and sustain the change that you want to make. I love going to empowerment groups, free classes, mentorships with women who are excelling in their field, who are happy in their lives, who are comfortable telling their testimony and overcoming their past by sharing information to prevent that for the future and next woman that they encounter. I love support groups. Support groups talking about what abuse you've been through, or what childhood hangups or heartbreaks or habits you have. And there are tons of places. I know in Phoenix, there's a really great place called Fresh Woman Start, and they have tons of classes and support groups that you can go to, and it's all free. You can even fill out a waiver waiver for some of the paid for classes, and you're eligible for that for 6 months. So it's important to find strength in numbers, to find a supportive, positive community that is going to be behind you and sustaining your new identity and the change that you want to make and influence you to do the right things. So I would encourage all of my listeners to find strength in numbers. All right, so we're coming to our fifth motivational point. Design rewards, demand accountability, create diamonds and sticks in your life. Creating and designing rewards to celebrate your micro accomplishments are important. Even if it's taking an Excel class and receiving that certificate and it took you 2 weeks to do it and you never knew how to use the program before, that's important to celebrate that and to recognize that you're doing great. Find accountability. If you're in recovery, finding a sponsor in an AA meeting is important because you have someone to hold you accountable in your new life as you're trying to sustain change. It's important to celebrate yourself with your micro accomplishments because when you reach major peaks and milestones in your life, those are huge celebrations where your support groups are going to come in, your formal coaches are going to come in, your public support, your family, your friends. They all want to be there at the major events, but the micro accomplishments are important as well. Even getting your first day chip of sobriety is an accomplishment, so celebrate yourself. Design a reward program for you. Say, hey, if I accomplish this, I'm going to take myself to Starbucks. Or, hey, if I accomplish actually cleaning my house today, I am going to listen to my favorite song and jam out like nobody's business. Or finding just a reward of, I have extra time today. I'm going to take myself to the gym if that's what you like to do. But designing your rewards will motivate you in order to sustain a positive change in your life. And the fifth topic we're going to talk about is the availability to change your environment and control your space. Changing your environment and the availability to control your space triggers, cues, personal environment. Small steps to change that big bad habit into tiny habits and break it down until it's diminished and gone. It's important to hang around people who are going to empower your change and sustain you for the long run. I know I'm struggling with smoking. I know what triggers me is to see someone smoking. So if I'm sitting in a crowd and hanging out with 15 people that are smoking cigarettes, I'm going to end up smoking cigarettes. There is no doubt about that. But if I hang out with people who don't smoke, who go to the gym, who are constantly staying busy, who chew gum, I'm going to get influenced by the circle of people that I hang around. And I'm pretty sure you have heard the company you keep is the person that you'll be. So in order to change your environment, you need to take control of what you're placing your body in front of. So if you know that you're placing your body in front of a trigger, take a step back to say, hey, look. If I do not give in to my trigger today, I'm going to reward myself, like we discussed in our fifth topic, to, hey, take a trip to Disneyland. If I don't give in to my triggers and cues today, I'm going to reward myself by going and buying a new outfit. Or I'm going to reward myself by taking an extra class or going to a support group, even putting gas in my car because I'm saving. By not giving into my triggers. So it's important to control your space and the environment that you're in order to break that big bad habit and bury it 6 feet under. And I know we all struggle with that. I know I do. But if I use these tools and these resources of the six sources of influence, I will be able to do what I want to do. I'll have the normality of it. I will get help to do it. I will make it the default instead of making it the undefault. And I'm going to make this easy on myself. Rome wasn't built in a day, nor was the United States of America, nor was the Great Wall of China, nor were the pyramids in Egypt. So if I make this easy and give myself time, I will influence my surroundings. I will influence what I reward myself and my body with. I will find strength in my community. I will harness who is aiding me in a good way and who is aiding me to do a negative, damaging thing to myself and to what my strive is to change who I am to become a better person. I'm going to overinvest in my quality so I feel confident enough to walk into a room, into a job, into my family dynamic and speak assertively. And I am going to make it a habit to write down my goals and my dreams and have a balance and make a commitment to myself that I am growing. I am somebody and I am going to change. So that's all, folks. I would just like to say thank you for listening to Zone A & More. And this is our first podcast and I really appreciate your viewership. I hope you come back again and have any questions or any concerns or any comments, please feel free to send me a message. And it was so nice speaking with you all, and I hope that you've learned something from the 6 sources of influence today and the 5 areas that you can have, which are personal, motivational, ability, social, and to structure yourself. Thank you so much, and you guys have a wonderful Friday.